Well, praise the Lord. This is the Remnant Ministries Prayer First, and I am Pastor Margaret Lee. Again, it is so good to be with you today, this morning.
In your
I suspect
prayer,
that some.
That's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord my God, in your presence, that's where I belong. Seeking your face, touching your grace. In the
Praise the Lord. Some technical difficulties, but we are ironing them out. The meaning is the same. We want to be in the presence of God. The song is so beautiful, and it is not mine, but I just wanted to do a little clip whenever we come on, so there are some adjustments that have to be made. But I do hope that you were able to appreciate it and go out and make that purchase and just think about, as you hear that beautiful song, what it is saying about being in the presence of the Most High God. Because this is what we're about. Because when we pray, we're not praying to be outsided or excluded from Him. We're praying to be in His presence. We want Him to allow us to come closer and to hear Him. And in His presence, there is fullness of joy. We are strong. That we were so afraid of. But when we open up and tenderize our heart towards our Father and obey Him, He's there with us. And everything, even the hardest event, the hardest thing that you would have to do, become easier when we're in His presence. He gives us strength. He encourages, and we're talking about God Himself, and impacts us. So I sure hope you'll have that song in your heart. And just listen and reflect back to it. This morning, we really want to pray, and we want to do prayers of repentance. And we want to think about block us from really being in the presence of God. Think about how we gave our life to Him and how we up our ups and downs in our relationship. We just want to affirm our relationship with our Father, our Lord, our God, our Master, our King, Almighty God Himself, because He's opened the door and given us the opportunity to do that. So I am just delighted. As I started to say when the show first came on, I know that some of us are still holding close to the covers in that bed because we're off today and we're going to sleep and stretch. Some have plans for today, and I do hope you have a safe day, a wonderful day, a peaceful day, no disruption. Just enjoying the day that the Lord has made for you. Rejoice and be glad in it. No envy, no strife, no jealousy. Just the love of God because you're in his presence. Ah, glory, glory, glory to God. You're in his presence. And he, if you listen to you and let you know what to say, when to say, if you just slow down and look up and ask him, you know you really don't have to look up. But that just brings us this close to the realization that we're in his presence. Lift up your hands sometime during the day and say, Lord, I thank you that I'm in your presence. Hallelujah. When you get in your car, say, God, I thank you that I'm in your presence. Hallelujah. I thank you for granting me traveling mercy. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I'm not depending on this car. I'm depending on you. I'm not depending on the pilot flying this plane. I'm depending on you. I'm not depending on the engineer that's driving this train. I'm depending on you to allow me to come and go safely. My children, oh God, it's all on you. I lean not to my own understanding. In all of my ways, I acknowledge you, and you direct my path. I thank you for a safe day. For my friends, my relatives, and even those that I don't know, gonna be selfish. Hallelujah. Well, now, this morning, our scriptures are Psalms 1, 1 through 4, Psalms 16 and 11. And we're going over to the book of Acts 17:28. If you're driving, we don't want you to be distracted. So we'll just read it for you and just let the word of the Lord soak in. I just love the word of the Lord. I like to talk about it and put my little piece in, but it's nothing like hearing the word of God. We hear a lot of things, but it's nothing like hearing the word of God. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind traveleth away. I'm going to read that again to you. Blessed the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, godly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Psalm 16:11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. 28. Acts 17:28. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. The word of the Lord, for his word, for his guidance, his direction, and his instruction. Listen, observe, take heed. Let the word of God saturate. I often tell young people, especially the young men, to read a proverb a day. There are 31 proverbs. And so if you read one a day, it will cover the entire month. And each month, start back the proverb one. There's so much wisdom. And it is the book of wisdom. So today is the third, so you read the third chapter of Proverbs, and it is so wonderful. I'll just read a couple of verses. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy neighbor and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruit of thine increase, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty. Press, thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Wisdom in the word. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your wonderful word, your truth in your word. Your word is true. Your word, we can see you in your word. It draws us closer to you as we hear your word and then as we put it to practice. As we live knowing and being able to quote, Father, is not as good as being able to live your word. To put your word in action, Almighty God. Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for the wisdom to apply your word to our lives, that we can become more and more like the children that you have called us to be, that we may become pleasing in your sight. That your word sprinkle the bread of life to us. Ah, Almighty God, we thank you for the richness of your word. We thank you that we can hide your word in our heart, that we may not sin against you. We thank you that your word is a light unto our path. Hallelujah. A lamp to our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you. Oh, we adore you, Almighty God. We lift you up. Praise your name. Glorious Father. Almighty God. Blessings and honor and glory and power. Father, they all belong to thee. And thee alone. So we stop this morning to lift our hands and declare that you are the only true and living God. Besides you, there is none other. You are the beginning and you are the end. You are the creator of the beginning and the end. You are the author and you alone are the finisher. Oh, great God Almighty, our Father, our Lord, our God, our King, and our Master. We honor you this morning. We come before you just thanking you for your love, your protection, your guidance, and your direction. Thanking you for healing. Thank you for opening our eyes that we may see. Opening our ears that we may hear your voice and our heart obey your will. Almighty God, not only want to see so people, we can tell people I can see into the spirit, but no, see and comprehend, see and walk right. Hear your voice, hear your word, hear, listening attentively so that we may obey. Father God, all those of us who are parents, that we may live a life before our children that will honor you and carry them on into the next, the present and the next generation, to be an example for them. Almighty God, that they will learn of you and they will know you and they will not sin against thee. Oh, Father God, that they will not lose. They will not lose. They will not stray away if they're taught. You said, train up a child in the way that it should go, and when it is old, it won't depart. Almighty God, my Savior and our God, we have departed. We have compromised for gain, for selfish gain, that is here on this earth and not that which we can take to glory. We're required to live a holy life on earth before you, God. Oh, God, let not silver and gold tempt us that we stray away so much that we cannot feed the next generation pure bread, bread from heaven, unadulterated truth, that strong men and women will go forth, Almighty God. Father, there's a repentance, and we all have to repent for what we did not do, but not carrying the word properly, but not living the word according to your will and according to your way, not loving your commandments, your precepts, not loving your word to study it, to show ourselves that honorable God, to show that we can rightly divide it, show that we can explain it, show that we can live it, show that it resides in us and it radiates on the outside without us ever saying anything. Your word is so precious, and we have not done what we were supposed to do. We've not done and conducted ourselves. We've been selfish and prideful, God. Oh, God, have mercy. Even those who said that they are yours, we have not been honorable. We have forsaken. We have made our own rules,
our old regulation. God, we come repenting, crying out before you. You said if those who are called by your name, your people, if we would turn to you, God, recognize and confess, repent with a pure heart, knowing that it's true that we have sinned against thee. Oh, Father God, how we're backstabbing one another, trying to see if one has fallen when they're attempting to do the work of the Almighty God. Instead of being helpful, we have not been that. So we repent, asking for forgiveness, thanking you for your forgiveness. I want to always please you, Father. This day, a new day, loving your word, holding on to your truth, being an example for our children, that they may grow in grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Bless your name. Blessings and honor, glory and power, they all belong to thee, our God and our King. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your wonderful mercy and your grace. Thank you for leading us and guiding us. Thank you for making us stronger and stronger in you, day by day. Glory be to your most holy name, purposing in our heart to love you with all our heart, all our understanding and all our strength, loving you, depending on you, for you and you alone are our guide, our protector, our shield of defense, our God. No God like our God. Nothing is too hard for you. You are the God of impossibilities. Oh, merciful, kind Father, in the name of Jesus, who is our healer, our protector, our director. Hallelujah. The lover of our soul. Glory be to your name. Remember our children, God, protect, regardless of how old they are. In Jesus' mighty name, plead the blood of Jesus over our children right now and over these United States. Help us, Almighty God. Help us, Almighty God. As a people, we ask that you walk tall in these United States. God, and protect us, Almighty God. Thank you for opening our eyes that we may see, our ears that we may hear, and our heart that we may do and live according to your will and your way. Not turning back to the world. The world has nothing to offer us. We are the sons, the daughters of the Most High God. Thank you, Father, glorifying your most holy name. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Pastor Margaret Lee. Until the next time, walk with God, and you'll walk with Amen.